Amen. John 3, 9 through 16. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man have ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. One more. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Might be saved. Amen. Father, thank you, Father God. For just coming and preaching the word, living it out, testifying of your goodness and your grace and all that you come to do, to die for our sins so that we wouldn't have to die for them. But even doing all that, your words say that you came into the world that through him some might be saved. Father God, there may be someone in here today that might be saved. We ask right now that you would just touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Amen. That they might be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. John 3:16. I went all the way back because we know Jesus having this real dialogue with John. And when Deacon Oliver said what he said this morning, I really started thinking about what I was speaking on, because the courage that it takes to come to God's house. See, some folks, you know, and this is why we see churches compromising and watering it down, because they want people to come. But to come to a church where the word of God is going to be opened up and confront you, confront me first. This takes a little courage to do that. But when I was thinking about what he was saying, I thought about the courage that it took Nicodemus. We get on Nicodemus. We'll get on Nicodemus. Well, he came at night because he didn't want to be seen. He came at night because, you know, he didn't want nobody to know and all that. We really just jump all over him. But think about the courage that it took him to come. Because he was part of the Sanhedrin. He was part of the Pharisee, group of Pharisees. He was a ruler of them all. When they came up with a rule that anybody that would acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord would be kicked out of the synagogue, think about the courage that it took for him to come. And really, the courage that it would take any of us in here to really acknowledge Jesus Christ in everything we do. We're going to get kicked out of some places. See? We worry about being bullied. We worry about people talking about us. We worry about stuff. Let me tell you something. Go around and tell everybody that I am a child of God. Amen. That I love Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of my soul. And I'm going to live for him. And then do it. Because the Word of God said, blessings, your blessings come through that. You know, I hear Caitlin, God's got a blessing. Yes, he does. And you know what that blessing may be? Persecution. Blessed are the persecuted. See, that blessing may be, blessed are the meek. Blessed are the pure in heart. You know, all these are the blessings we don't like to talk about. We want you know, Wheel of Fortune type blessing. Spin the wheel and land on double, you know. I've been blessed. No, listen, blessed are those that mourn. Blessed are those that poor in spirit. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst. You get a blessing with your name on it. Let's know this. You're going to hunger and thirst for righteousness. When you're wrong, you're going to admit it. You're going to want to be right with God. He said, God, what I did was wrong. What I did was wrong. What I did upset my parents. What it did upset my community. What it did upset my church. But once you acknowledge that, you're going to want to be in right standing with God. That's a child of God. Amen. Child of the devil is going to be boasting and proud. I let him have it. I don't care who hurt me. God can hear me. I don't care. That's the child of the devil. But the child of God going to say, listen, I'm wrong. Forgive me, Lord. You know what? And the word of God says he is faithful and just.
Amen.
To forgive you. Listen, do you believe? See, I'm here's my title. Do you believe? I think we printed a movie. I believe Sharon brought a movie here called Do You Believe? But I'm going to add something to it. Do you believe 3:16? Do you believe John 3:16? Now, I preached last week, I believe. Are you born again? Okay, because Jesus said you must be born again. And the question you have to ask yourself, am I born again? Now, talk is cheap. Okay? We can talk about being born again. We can sing about being born again. And we can do all that stuff. But you know what? When we was going through the book of Matthew 7, and it came that day, it said, listen, many are going to say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, we done miracles, we cast out devils, we done many wonderful works. You know why they didn't get in? Because they were just religious. They just did stuff. You know what God wanted to hear? He wanted to hear, Lord, here's why I should come in. Because I believe that you are the Son of God. That you are God in the flesh. You are God come down from heaven in the form of a baby. You lived 33 and a half years. You committed no sin. You never committed a single sin. And you allowed them to spit on you and to nail you to the cross and to scorn you and to just beat you. And then they crucified you. And then they put you in a borrowed tomb and then put you in the ground. And on the third day, yes, I believe, on the third day you rose from the grave. Amen. And then you know what God's going to say? Well done. My what? Good and faithful servant. Now let me tell you something. That ain't easy to believe. What I just told you ain't easy to believe. And some of you sitting here like, and if you was honest, you'd say, I don't believe that. That's why it's so important that these men that come here and preach the word of God.
Amen.
I say it all the time. We got to preach better. And we got to pray better. We got to sing better. And we got to back up all that we do with the word of God. With the power of God. Folks want to see power. Now, I know I said it Wednesday night. You know, people say, well, you know, I'd rather see a Christian. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one. Well, no, that's not biblical. It sounds good. And we ought to see what, if I'm preaching it, y'all ought to see it. And Minister Bryant preaching it, y'all ought to see it. Okay? If Caitlin's singing it, we ought to see it. I'm going to get over to that store and I might have a beard on and incognito and I'm going to come there and give them a hard time, see how they treat me. Undercover boss, undercover preacher. But we ought to back up what we do. Jake, get down on his knees, pray all that. Sound good? So I asked Jackie, how's everything at home? Let's look at John 3:16. Now, I may not get through all this. Y'all know how I am. This may be four parts. Because there's so much. You know, for God. So love. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about the world. Yeah, a lot of people confused. You know, there's groups out there that don't believe God is talking about the whole world.
Amen.
There are people out there believe he's just talking about these people over here.
Amen.
These certain ones. We're going to talk about his begotten son. We're going to talk about whosoever, or the whosoever. We're going to talk about should not perish, and we're going to talk about eternal life. And I can't talk enough about eternal life, because that's what we really want to know about. I do. Okay. Not that I'm going to stop believing. If God never did another miracle, never did another blessing in my life, I'm still going to serve him. But let's look at this. For God so loved the world. Now, the reason that four is in there, because the four takes you back to that conversation he was having with Nicodemus. Okay? So God was talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus was trying to be a smart aleck. He was a ruler of the Jews. So what God did with Nicodemus, he took Nicodemus back somewhere to something that he would have definitely known. Because he was God, he might have took Nicodemus back to the last sermon he preached. Nicodemus might have just got done preaching this. I don't know. I'm just, my sanctified mind just running off. But if you look at Numbers 21, he's talking about this sermon, this serpent. Okay, so he takes Nicodemus back, and I really believe he took him back to a verse of scripture that Nicodemus would have been really familiar with. You know, sometimes God will speak to us in a verse of scripture that we real familiar with. Okay, see, some of us got need to get familiar with more verses, and then God will speak to us more. Amen. See, we got one verse. Some of us got one verse. Some of us need a lot of verses, and God will speak to you a lot, because he'll speak to you in a multitude of them verses. The more you know about God, the more he can talk to you. You ever try to talk to somebody you don't know? Yeah, you know, God don't speak to me. He don't know you. He don't know you. Okay? Mike Tomlin speaks to you. Okay? Urban Meyer speaks to you, and LeBron speaks. Are you spending time with God where he can speak to you? Amen. See now, Nicodemus, God is going to call Nicodemus out. He said, Nicodemus, I'm going to take you back to a verse that you would really be familiar with, because you're trying to give me a hard time. So he took Nicodemus back, and he took him back here. Watch this now, John 3:14, I believe. And he says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Now watch this, folks. Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Why? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now what's he talking about? Okay? Now, when the Israelites crossed over, they was rebellion. They was getting caught up in unbelief and sin. So what God did is send some fiery serpents, and the serpents started stinging the folks. Okay, started stinging them, and the folks were dying. And so Moses got a word from God, saying, God said, Moses, make a brass serpent. Put it up on a pole and lift it up. And if the people that want to be healed from this, look up and believe. Okay? Look and live. They'd be healed. Now Nicodemus was familiar with that. He was familiar with that verse. And when he got done, he said, listen, watch this. Now this is what's important. Verse number 6:17 is important. Now, verse number 17. And watch what verse number 17, because God is saying, Son of Man didn't come to condemn nobody. He didn't come. I'm not coming like them fiery serpents. Okay, even though some of y'all need some fiery serpents to bite on you a little bit. Some of you might feel like you're getting bit now. Like, man, But watch verse 17. This is important. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. The serpents came to condemn them both. Y'all done crossed over the Red Sea. You out of slavery. You out of bondage. And just like us. See, a whole lot of saved folk complain way too much for me. Let me say that again. I ain't getting no amens, and the babies ain't cranked up yet. Ariana ain't here yet. And Zamaya, where she at? Listen. Too much complaining and saved folks. Murmuring, you talk, I've been delivered, God has saved me, I'm delivered, I am heaven bound, God didn't deliver me from drugs and alcohol, from cussing and swearing, from whatever, I've been delivered, God has saved me, I'm going to heaven, I'm not worried about death, because God took the sting out of death, and we live in a living hell. We live in like we don't know God. I meet so many folks, and they just don't live like they don't know God. If God has done all that, then you ought to show some sign. Okay. Now, when I say show some signs, I don't want y'all to go home and start practicing speaking in tongues. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay, don't go home, practice that. I'm just saying the sign is, you know, read the Beatitudes. Those are the signs. Those are those sign gifts, I like to call them. You're going to mourn and thirst and seek a pure and holy heart. Okay, here we go. Now, y'all understand, in the context of John 3:16, that four takes you back to the serpents in the wilderness. God said, I ain't coming like that. He's telling Nicodemus, Nicodemus, I'm not coming like that. I'm not coming to condemn you. I'm coming to save you. And now, if you go to John 7, you'll find out Nicodemus got saved. See, Nicodemus took 200 pounds. I believe it was 200 pounds of balm and stuff. Alloy and all the fragrances that they would do to a balm. Nicodemus lost everything. His story says he lost everything. To be a Pharisee, a ruler, he'd have been rich. He'd have been the richest man in Israel. Okay? And when he came to the Lord, it cost him something. It cost him something. And it still costs. Okay? So we preach a cost-free gospel today. Don't cost you nothing. Just get saved and get on the glory train. You know? It costs something. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful sometime. Let's get to John 3:16. That's what the four is there for. He says in verse John, for God so loved the world. Okay? For God so loved the world. And, you know, we can sit here and talk about that word so, because it pushes it. It pushes the verse. You know, we read it so fast sometimes. For God so loved the world. Listen, no. For God so loved the world. How? What are you talking about, Pastor? That he was able to give his only begotten son. You know, we think about that text in our lives. How much do we love the Lord? This is an agape love God's talking about here. This is a love for folks that can't even love you back. You ever try to love that kind of person? Just can't say thank you. Just ungrateful. And you know what? You just got to love them. At least they're 18. You just got to love them. Okay? Because you have the love of God in you. And you tell me you got the love of God in you, and you struggle loving folks that don't meet your standards. And some of us got some standards. I know I do. But you know what? Gotta love. Gotta love like God. And this is a constant love. This is unchanging. Agape love ain't like natural love. See, natural love change. Up and down, up and down. No, God's love don't change. It's constant. It's constant. It's not emotional. See, some folks just emotional. You know, I talk to people, they just emotional. They just got to be in a relationship. I just got to be in a relationship. They don't say it like that, but they just fall so easy, so weak. And I sit there, I was like, there ain't nothing more disturbing to me than a weak Christian. The two don't even go together. Weakness and Christianity don't go together. And I see more of that than I see otherwise. Amen. Just weak Christians. God said, listen, that if you got the love of God in you, if you got what I gave you, if you got me living inside of you, how ought we to live? We ought to be strong and mighty. That's why I said, when you sing the song, I'm on the battlefield, let me tell you something. We are. We are. We are on the battlefield. We ought not be emotional, up and down. I had a verse, and I'm not seeing it now, but I had a verse that explains that. Talk about God's love, unwavering. Don't move. Don't hop all around. I may come to it later. But God loved us like that. Loved us to die. I heard Sheriff Madison sing that one song. To die for. That's some agape love. Amen. That ain't the other two kind. Philo ain't dying for you. Okay? You stop giving, I stop giving. That's it. That's the world's love. That's the world's love. You stop giving, I stop giving. You don't love me, I don't love you. That's not agape love. Okay? Agape love, you stop loving me, I'm going to still love you, because that's all I know how to do. Amen. That's all I know how to do. See? The pastor got back to them. You know, a lot of preachers, wives don't come into church with them no more. They say that kind of stuff. They'd be in the back like, murmuring. He's up there just talking. You all need to come home with me. Got that agape love. Unconditional. It ain't got nothing to do with the other person. You're going to love them anyway. How about the world? This one I can stay on for a long time. Because this one troubles a lot of people. You know, when you start talking to reformed people. And I know, I say, I don't like to get on this stuff. Reformed people, Presbyterians. You'll meet these folks out there, Presbyterians, Reformed people, Evangelicals, all that. They have what they have. You heard the Westminster Confession, okay? And it says this, and this is where I want to go with this world thing. Because a lot of people sit here and say, "Well, God don't love me because he didn't. I wasn't one of His chosen ones." It's almost like some people believe that God had a handful of blessings. And He just threw them out in the world. And whoever grabbed one, like you go to a football game and they shoot the shirts up. And if you grab one, you know, you saved. That's not what it's saying. But the Westminster Confession says this. I'm going to read it. It says this. And this is false. The Westminster Confession is of 1643. How about that? They got all this stuff. By the decree of God, for the manifestation of His glory, some men and angels are predestined unto everlasting life, and others for gain to everlasting death. That's what it teach. Now, the Reformed people would believe that. They would teach that. You know, you'll hear Jake, you know, talk about Calvinism. Calvinists believe that. Presbyterian churches believe that. All Reformed church. You hear a church say, "Oh, well, we're a Reformed Baptist church." Really what it means is they believe that. Okay? When you're reading online, you'll say Reformed Baptist or Reformed. Anything Reformed means they believe that. For the most part, many of them believe that. Everybody can't be saved. You got to be of the elect. That's it. That's not what God's word says. Amen. Let me share what God's word said. Huh? And like I say, this one is hot. Okay? Here's what Paul said to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2 and 4. This is interesting. Because God so loved the world. Now, you can sit here and, you know, your kids can be crazy. Cray cray. They can be crazy. And they hear some of this stuff. Well, maybe I'm just not one of God's elect. I have no hope. I'm destined to go to hell. That's really what this is saying. There's no hope for me. Ain't no use preaching to me. Ain't no use witnessing to me. Ain't no use showing me any love or any grace or any mercy because I'm hellbound based on my Reformed Calvinist teachings that I heard from somebody. Well, you just ain't God's elect because you're going to hell. You're born to go to hell. That's really what the text is saying. Look what God said. Look what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And Paul's talking and he's teaching to Timothy, teach this. He said, this is the pastoral epistle. He said, Timothy, teach this. Don't get caught up in that 1643 stuff. He said, teach this, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. That's important. He's talking about the whole world. God came to die for the whole world. Okay? For His creation. Thank you, Claire. Watch this. Titus 2:11. Again, part of the pastoral epistle. This needs to be taught. It has to be taught. This is the gospel of God. Titus 2:11. For the grace of God. Okay? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. Okay? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation. For by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works. Lest any man should boast, for by the grace of God, Titus 2:11, pastoral epistles, but by the grace of God that bringeth salvation, grace ushered in salvation in the person of Jesus Christ, have appeared to all men. That's interesting. So you can sit here, and die in your sins and say, well, you know, I wasn't of the elect. Let me tell you something. God's word don't return void. And I'm not one to teach the age of accountability. Because I believe you're old enough to sin, you're old enough to go to hell.
Amen.
Ah, Pastor. No, my baby. You know. No. And I'll say this, when they start eating off the adult menu. They can knock down a couple of quarter pounders in a shake and a fry and say, well, you know, I ain't heard the word. You don't heard the word because God's word says the word of God that brings salvation have appeared to all men. Now, if he didn't mean the whole world, what's this verse says? You guys understand this. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Okay? To every creature. What a great responsibility. What a great task. That's why we use sermon audio to try to reach the whole world. Through the media, through the word of God. If we want the word of God to go out and we preach it. How many of y'all know that the website here at Christian Bible Baptist Church has had over 20,000 folks chimed in and listened to this little church preach the gospel? And many of these ministers in here got several sermons on there. We got almost 400 sermons online from this church.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Listen, not only did God so love the world that he did this for the world. He did this for the world. Hebrews 2:9 says this. This is a wonderful, wonderful verse. I'm going to give you all some ammunition because you're running into some of these folks. Now, if you're not growing, let me tell you something. If you're not growing, you're not learning about the things of God, you're not going to run into folks like this. Because they'll say Calvinist to you, and then they just go over your head because you're not studying. They'll say, well, you know, God only died for the elect. You're going to ignore them out of ignorance because you don't even really know what that means. And this is why it's important that we teach and teach and teach. Because you got to know something when you get to heaven. You're not getting to heaven ignorant. Okay? See, that's one of them folks that said, Lord, Lord. They had an opportunity to learn, and they didn't. Okay? We did this because church is going to have you doing stuff. Oh, you got to work in the kitchen. Make that potato salad, Rita. Fix them collard greens. Make that macaroni and cheese. Fry that chicken. Listen, that ain't getting you to heaven. You can fry up all the chicken.
Amen.
And you can get to heaven and say, well, my pastor loves chicken. That ain't going to get you in because I like chicken. You got to know something. And then he wants you. Do you know my son? Do you know my son? Do you know Jesus Christ? And him crucified. Do you know what they did to him for you? How they spit on you. How they put the spikes in his hand. How they scourged him. How they mocked him. They even mocked him when he was on the cross. Do you know him? We was on the pastor anniversary committee. And we was doing the church Christmas party and all that.
Amen.
I was a choir director, man. We had a rocking choir, 400 members. No. Did you know my son? Did you know Jesus? Did you know Jesus? Well, listen. People say, well, you know, he didn't die for the world. He tasted death, Bible says, for every man. Hebrews 2:9 says, but we see Jesus. Christian folks, I see him. You know where I see him at? I see him in his word. I see him in the lives of other folks. I hear him in the songs. We see him. And you tell me you don't see Jesus. Huh? No way. You know, the only way you don't see because you're blind. The world has blinded your eyes. If you don't see Jesus, in the mess we in now, if you don't see Jesus, in the mess this world's in right now, if you don't see Jesus, then you're blinder than Stevie Wonder.
Amen.
If you're not seeing, listen. I'm gonna tell you. I say this all the time. I say that what a great time, what a glorious time to be a Christian. Folks, the world is messed. Listen, the more messed up the world gets, the more we ought to shine. Okay? Yeah, the worse the world gets, the more we ought to shine. We ought to shine. The Bible says we in Philippians 3, we ought to shine like lights in a dark world. You know what? We just as dim. We dress like the world. We talk like the world. We do everything the world do. And we even bring the world into the church. We reign the world. We can sit a group of Christians in a Beyonce concert and they mix right in. Like them Christians over there. Where? Got the same stuff on, same hairdo, same. We just rocking. Know all the words. Give them a Christmas song to sing. They got to take notes up into the choir stand. You know, there's a proverb that says you can't get salt water and fresh water out of the same tap. Amen. You just can't. You just can't turn one tap say salt and one tap say fresh water. You know, it's the same thing. Amen. He tasted death. Watch this. But we see Jesus. I have a question. Do you see him? Or are you blind? Because, see, Jesus is still healing spiritually. If you got spiritually blind eyes, now if you're blind, you know, because you know God ain't going to heal you if you're blind. You're just going to have to give God glory blind. But if you're spiritually blind, and you know you're spiritually blind, you can't see. Now the word of God don't, you just can't see it. You don't have no understanding of it. Can't even read it. And some of you in here, if I was to add it all, how much Bible study we done this week? How many folks have sat and read their Bible for an hour? I don't even know if we could combine everybody in the whole church and get an hour. Can we get an hour? If everybody was to come up here and put in a little bowl how many minutes they read the Bible, would it add up to an hour? If we sat there and say, did we pray for an hour? This as a church as a whole, did we pray for an hour? Everybody come inside. I prayed 32 seconds. I prayed over four meals. I mean, young people, are you even praying in the cafeteria at the school? Yeah. Are you even sitting there and say, before you eat, are you distinguishing yourself as someone who's thankful that God has blessed you with a meal? Are you like, oh, I don't want nobody to know I'm a Christian. But then you stop and you're sitting with your Christian buddies and you say, oh, because all your friends got to be Christian. If you saved, you got to be sitting with saved folks. Okay? See, all the Crips sit together, and the ABs sit together, and the Bloods sit together, and the Muslims sit together. You ain't gonna see no Muslims sitting with no Christians. Okay, so if the Christians, well, you know, here, Christians over here, Christians over here, what's the Christian sign? You know? The Christians over here, so all the Christians, you know, they're them Christians. Watch them pray over their food. That's right. Shine. Oh, folks, y'all don't hear me. Nobody hear me. We don't just. I don't want nobody to know I'm a Christian. You know? That's how we live. See, and the Word of God says judgment must begin in the house of God. God's going to judge you. God's going to judge you. I'm not judging you. I'm trying to get you right. God's going to judge you. He's going to judge you. What you do with that salvation? What you do with that Shekinah glory? Well, you know, like the man, well, you know, had one talent. Well, I buried it in the ground. And I knew you was mean, and I knew you was mad, and I knew you was mean, so I buried it in the ground. You know what he told him? Bound him and cast that one into the everlasting darkness. Let me tell you something, folks. Everybody in here got one talent. God didn't save you and didn't give you no talents. Okay? Everybody here got something they can do. Let me get back to my text. I'm just rambling on. Okay. But we see God. Hey, Hebrews is talking to these as believers. But we see God. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. The angels couldn't suffer like Jesus. Crowned with glory and honor. That's how you got to see him. If you see him any different, it probably ain't the right Jesus. Because you got to see him crowned with glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God. How about that? He, by the grace of God. I like that. He, by the grace of God. See, grace is God's unmerited favor. Grace is favor. God didn't have to send his son. See, some of us sit up here We got our Holy Ghost outfits on. I got mine on today. I'm shining. Listen. God's grace sent his son. He seen the miserable condition we was in, and he sent his son. Watch this now. That he, by the grace of God, sent his son to do what? To do what, Pastor? Read the rest of this. Should taste death for every man. For every man. God tasted death for every man and woman. That's generic. Every man, woman, and child. When you see God up on that cross, he didn't do that just for a select group of people.
Amen.
For God so loved the world.
Amen.
That he died for our sins. Watch this now. 2 Corinthians 5 and 15. He died for all. Like I said, I'm not going to get far with this. We're going to do John 3:16, maybe a couple weeks. But watch this.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:15. And that he died for all. That's Paul. He died for all. Now, if he didn't die for all, he wouldn't have died for Paul.
Amen.
See, if he died for the chief sinner, Paul said, I'm chief sinner. See, some of y'all Indians, and you watch the Indians games, and you got Chief Wahoo, and they want to take Chief Wahoo down. I don't care about all that stuff. Listen, Paul said I was chief. Chief Wahoo wasn't chief. Paul said I was chief. Listen, I was chief. Watch this now. And that he died for all, that they which should live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Your life ought to touch somebody else's. And I don't mean in a negative way, in a positive way. But unto him, come on now, which died for them. He died for them. Y'all see the last part? This is key. And rose again. He had to rise. If he'd have died without rising, stayed dead, and they could find him like they found all these dinosaur bones and all this stuff. I mean, you ain't going to find no Jesus bones. You can look all you want. You ain't find no Jesus bones. Okay? You know why? Because he rose. Up from the grave, he arose. He arose. And now, not only did he rise, but he rose with all power. All power. Come on now. First John. I get stuck on this because, you know, I've had this conversation with folks about some of this stuff that they believe, this Westminster Confession. Listen, let me tell you something. He died for all. Watch this now.
Amen.
Died for the whole world. Here's a great verse. I love this one. This is one of my favorite ones. We went through 1 John. Look at 1 John 2 and 2 and 1. You have to turn there. I'm gonna let you give you time to turn there. Unless you're not familiar with your Bible and you're gonna be 15 minutes, you know. Okay. Church folk ought to know where to go in the Bible.
Amen.
All right. I know we got these phones now, but you know, I like to hear them pages turn. That's important. Now here we go. Time's up. You ain't there? Just read along with me. 1 John 2 and 1. Mark, you ought to be there. All right, 1 John 2 and 1. He says this. My little children, these things write I unto you. Now watch, our subject is the whole world. These things I write unto you because there was false teaching going on and John had to come and correct it. And they were teaching it. He didn't die for the whole world. He didn't only die for a few, only died for certain ones. He only died for white folks. He didn't die for black folks. Or he died for black folks. He didn't die for white folks. No, he died for all.
Amen.
He died for all. You know, I'll say this. We didn't even know we was black till we seen white people. Y'all ever thought about that? When I seen Jake, I was like, huh? Come in different colors. I just do that to lighten up everything. I know this could get heavy. Lighten it up. I mess with Jake to lighten it up. Jackie ain't here. I don't know what he done. I got to call her. My little children. Come on now. Watch this stuff. Stay with me. These things write I unto you that you sin not. Okay? And if any man sins, come on now, we're going to sin. See, we're going to sin. And he's asking us not to sin. There's some sins we should be able to deal with. Some of them we're going to struggle with. Some of them we're going to battle with. So, you know, when grace come into your life, it's going to put up a fight. Now, if you can tell me you got the grace of God in your heart and you can still sin openly and willingly and no fight, then you don't have grace. Amen. People say, well, I'm saved. I got the grace of God in me, but I like a make a little light in once in a while. Let me tell you something. Grace and Michelolites going to go to war. Okay? Grace in your sin. If you call it sin. See, some people say it ain't no sin. If you got sin in your life and grace in your life, they going at it. They going at it. And you going to have a battle on your hands. But if you ain't got no battle, then you probably don't have no grace. And we all got battles. You know, Paul came up to the Lord in 2 Corinthians 12. Paul said, listen, this thing whooping me, Lord. This thing, you got to take this, remove this thing. If you don't remove it, it's going to ruin my testimony. I'm not going to be able to serve you and give you glory. And God said, you love me, Paul? He said, Paul, listen, my grace is sufficient. That you need the battle. See, some of us got battles we never going to get over. We never going to deal with it. God never going to take them away. Because we need them. Because God take them away, we fly away. See, we really be thinking we something. Okay? We be talking about everybody. Because, you know what? I don't have no sin. I ain't got no struggles. Imagine a preacher with no struggles. You imagine a choir director with no struggles. We got some battles to fight. Watch, let's get back to our text. My little children, John is being so loving and kind to him because he knows the false teaching can mess you up. You know, these things I write unto you that you sin not in error, sin not in learning. Paul wanted them to, John wanted them to learn. He wanted them to have a solid foundation. And you can't have a solid foundation if you believe that Jesus didn't die for the whole world. Okay, your foundation is faulty. It's messed up. If you believe that God only died for a certain group of people and you're part of that group. You see the problem with that, Sharon? If God only died for a certain group of people and me and Sharon is the only one in that group, all the rest of you folks going H-E-double-L. You know how we going to be? Dead. See, Sharon, what's up? Give me some dap. Because all the rest of you folk going to hell. Even your husband. My wife, we just kicking it because we in that group. That's don't even sound right to it, Claire.
No.
That sound messed up, don't it? Watch this. Now I got to start all over this verse. But my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. How about that? A lawyer. Someone that's going to speak on our behalf. Paul put it like this. There's only one mediator between God and man. The man, Christ Jesus. So we have an advocate, okay, with the Father. Hey, with the Father. Now, in the Hebrew language, they understood what that meant. Him and the Father one. Now, my lawyer, okay, and you can bring up all the charges you want on me, because if my lawyer's father is a judge, I'm not in court sweating. I'm not in court sweating. I'm like, charge me. Because my father, my lawyer's father is the judge. Okay? That's what it's saying. He said, if any man sin, we will. Okay? We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. How about that? That's the Father. That's the advocate. That's our attorney. Okay? And he is the propitiation for our sin. He died for our sin. And not for ours only. Here's where it gets good. Not for ours only. Now, see, some of us thought John would have come in there. Well, I'm of the elect because I was one of the 12 apostles. But I was one of the elect. But John is making it clear. He's making it clear. He's saying, and not for ours only, meaning the other 12 in Jesus. Okay? Because some folks get saved, they get high and mighty. The Bible said, let a man take heed of himself. unless he fall. Okay? You're not all that.
Amen.
Believe, folks, like I said, I say it all the time. I say, listen, don't let the criticism go to your heart. And don't let the pride go to your head. Don't let the compliments go to your head. Because folks will swell you up. Oh, you're such a great preacher. Oh, you're such a great teacher. You ought to hear the hiss of the devil. Okay? Because there's somebody keep telling me that. I must not be saying nothing. Be like John Wesley. John Wesley said if he went a day without somebody throwing a rock at him, trying to knock his head off, he said something wrong. He went 2 weeks one time. The story said he went 2 weeks. Nobody cussed him out. Nobody threw a rock at him or nothing. He fell on his knees. And he said, Lord, am I out of your will? Lord, am I out of your will? And he prayed that. Then he got up, somebody threw a rock at him. He ducked. He said, thank you, Lord. See, that's the life of the preacher.
Amen.
He ain't be popular.
Amen.
Ain't nothing popular about doing this. They killed everybody that did it. He is the propitiation. See, you made me mess that up because you messed it up this morning. Yeah, it is. You messed up about three of them. They was doing a fact check on you. And he is the propitiation for our sins and not for ours only. Not for ours only. John said not for ours only, but also for the sins. Here we go. Of the whole world.
Amen.
Of the whole world. Listen, folks. Listen. That's as far as I'm going today. Okay? As far as I'm going today. We're going to cover this John 3:16. And you can leave here. And you get to heaven. You know John 3:16. You got a good chance getting in. Because that's what it says. For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So you know John 3:16. You know the whole Bible because the whole Bible is summed up in this one great verse. The whole Bible is John 3:16. You want to know what the Word of God is about? People say, what's the gospel, Pastor? What's the gospel? Jesus died for your sins and rose from the grave. That's it. Somebody say, well, you know, what's the Bible about? What's the gospel about? What do you mean the gospel? Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead. Now, he had to die. Because the Word of God said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. I don't even want to bring it up in here. We've been in Genesis on Wednesday night. I mean, it's bright, perked right up. Listen, when they sinned, God had to kill an animal to cover for their sins.
Amen.
So all the way back to Genesis is talking about the coming of our Savior.
Amen.
And he had to die to cover our sins. And if you don't believe he died, if you want up the persuasion, well, you know, he's a good teacher, you know, he was a prophet like Muhammad, then you are on the wide road on your way to hell. Okay? So I heard it said today, by the foolishness of preaching, okay, man can be saved. And I know some folks, I preach this into other churches, they look at me like, this man's a fool. I'm supposed to be a fool. I'm as biblical as I'm ever going to be when I'm a fool.
Amen.
See? Y'all, oh, Lord, have mercy, save us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for John 3:16, part one. Father, we got to understand John 3:16. We have to understand John 3:16. We have to understand the love of God. That he died not for just a few folks, but he died for the whole world. All that he created, he died for. So we thank you, Father God, that we would not sin, as 1 John said, that we would not sin in believing that he did not die for everybody. He died for everyone in this room. And all of us in here are sinners. For the Word of God said, there is none righteous. No, not one. And we can put all our sins on this table that we did this week. The table wouldn't hold them all.
Amen.
But God died for every single one. So we pray right now today, Father God, that by the preaching of the gospel, by the foolishness of preaching, and as long as I'm preaching, I'm going to be a fool for Jesus.
Amen.
That by the foolishness of preaching, somebody may hear me Maybe not in this church. Maybe somebody in Australia. Who knows? I don't have a clue. God's word. God said his word will not be returned void. So I just keep preaching, and I just pray that God would just continue to use this church and these men and women of this church to keep preaching and singing and giving God glory in everything we do. Paul said this, and all we eat, drink, and do, let us do to the glory of God. Father, thank you for everything in Jesus' name.